Okay. So we are on page Yud here, and he says the following. Amru Chazal b'medrash Rabba Soif Parshas Kisisa. Bring their Gvaldika Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu loy achal v'loy shosa v'loy yashen mem yoim. Moshe Rabbeinu did not eat, did not sleep, and did not drink for 40 days. Mashal lemelech. What's the mashal to a melech? She'amar le'oyavoy. Medoid lecha din rezov. So you bring a basket, and you can take din rezov. Misam chasoy. You got very happy. Lo'y bikesh lo'y lecha v'lelishteis. He didn't want to eat or drink. Bikesh lo'y lecha. And he's about to go to sleep. Amar, and then he said to himself, im isha ananimafsid it. And he mafsid, I will lose out. Kach Moshe, Moide da Torah, he had opportunity to fill up with Torah. Shachach, and he forgot simply, he didn't eat or drink. Bikesh Lishan, he wanted to go to sleep. Omar im Ishan, and he mafsid, Shaloi Omar li Ella mem yoim. I only have 40 days to live. I'm sorry, 40 days to be on Har Sinai. Now, the Adam Nimshal is really a person like that, not just Moshe. Shaloi Nostum Lemina Shmai Melashonim Ketuvah. Everyone has their days. That a person has the opportunity, and if they don't take the opportunity later on, they're going to regret it. So every person's life is like the 40 days that Moshe was on Har Sinai. You're not going to waste that opportunity. Okay. So by the way, what he says over here about Moshe Rabbeinu, I think there's a certain chiddush over here, because I think we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, he went into Har Sinai, and of course, whatever, he didn't eat or sleep. He didn't eat or drink, obviously. You don't eat or drink in Shemayim. Lamaisa, was it easy for Moshe Rabbeinu to go without eating and drinking for 40 days? Or did he feel it was hard for him? I think we don't think about it, right? Right? But Lamaisa, after one day of a tainus, we're pretty shvach, right? After 2 days of a tainus, Moshe Rabbeinu was after 40 days of atinus. It happened to be Hashem made a nes, he didn't die. But Be'etim, he had tsar that he didn't eat. He was starving. And Lemaisa, he pushed himself to keep going. So, and it's Mefurish and Rashi in Alatara. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Devarim says that the Klal Yisrael asked Hashem, hey, listen, can we have someone else teach us Torah? Right? I don't want to, it's getting too much for us to hear straight from Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very upset at them. So you don't want to hear from me? Who do you want to hear from? You want to hear from me, or you want to hear from my Talmidim? Wouldn't it be smarter to hear from me directly? Now, if you were presenting this argument to your Talmidim, and you say, who do you want to hear from, me or the Talmidim? Me or my Talmidim? What would you say? I probably would have said, listen to me. I heard it directly from Hashem. Why go to the Talmidim that heard it only second, cliche-ni? So if you had to define, what's the Milo of Moshe Rabbeinu in teaching Torah? I heard it straight from Hashem. Zok Rashi, in Parshas Dvarim, says, Hoya lachem lahashiv, Rabbeinu Moshe, Mimi na elilmoid. Who is it better to learn from? Mimcha or mitamidcha? From your Yatamid. Loi mimcha shenitzta'arta aleh. You know what the Maila Moshe is? It's because he had more tsar in his learning and a malus in the learning than his Tamidim. In other words, the tsar of having to be in Shemayim 40 days without eating or sleeping, it was tremendous tsar. It was a nace. He didn't die. That's about it. But it was a nace that he didn't die. But Batsim, he had a hergish that he wanted to eat. He had a hergish he wanted to eat.
I always assumed he forgot about eating.
Well, he'd bring a medrash he forgot about eating, but he also went to sleep.
He didn't sleep, right?
Right. And that's what he's saying, bringing down from the medrash, that he wanted to sleep, but he's like, I can't sleep. I have to chaperein. So it was a nace that he was able to continue going. But Be'etzem, he put in a melos, he was bizarre. And he tells them afterwards, he says, listen, you should have gotten the Torah from me. Not because I heard it directly from Hashem. You heard it from me. It's also good. Because I was mitzta'ar on it more than them. And therefore, I have a better kinyan in it than they do. Easy come, easy go. If you mitzta'ar on it, then you get it better. So I had more tzar in my learning. Therefore, I would have been a better Rebbe than them. It's amazing. Rashi. Right? So that's what he's saying here from the Medrash. Now, then he brings down from the Chafetz Chaim the famous mashal with the Chafetz Chaim that's brought down in Shar HaHischazkus in Sefer Shem Olam, the famous story that Chafetz Chaim brings down is a mashal, and he says here it's a Medrash Rabbah, it's a Medrash in the Medrash Tanchuma or wherever somewhere that there was a guy who went to a faraway land to become rich. And he went to that land and he saw diamonds all over the street and he started filling up his pockets with diamonds. And after he filled up his pockets with diamonds, he started getting used to where he was living and everyone's like, what are you picking up these rocks and garbage, just stones from the streets? Rather pick up this, chicken schmaltz. That's what's expensive in this place. And then eventually he forgot about the diamonds. And when he came back to his house, he brought shiploads worth of, he became a wealthy man. And he, in the currency of that place, of the chicken schmaltz, and he brought back shiploads of chicken schmaltz to his, back to his wife after 10, 15, 20 years of being away. Finally, she comes in. Husband, oh, you're back. Yes, I'm a rich man. What did you bring back? Look, not just one suitcase, 10 suitcases worth of chicken schmaltz. And chicken schmaltz, that's what you bring back here. What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? And no, but that's what's wealthy. No, that's what makes you chashav in that island. But in this island, no one cares about that. Do you have anything left? Wasn't there a tack of diamonds there? He said, yeah, but who cares about diamonds? No, diamonds is what's valuable in over here. And then he checked his pocket and he found he hadn't fully emptied his pockets from the stones. He had 2-3 left. And from that, he made a fortune. And he realized how much wealthier he would have been had he taken advantage and filled up all his pockets and suitcases with the chicken schmaltz. That's the famous mashal of the Chafetz Chaim, how, we forget what's important in this world and we fill up with things that don't really matter. And, so he brings that down as well. Now he brings down a very interesting chazal over here in the Medrash Tanchuma. Amru chazal b'medrash. Shel asid lavay yikru la'adam al shem ma'isav. They're not going to be so nice upstairs. And they're going to give everyone nicknames. And your nickname is going to be one of your main midas. So if you're a lazy guy, they're going to call you up and say, okay, next, Mr. Atzlan. And your nickname up there is going to be Atzlan. And you're going to be known as Netzach Netzachim as Mr. Atzlan. You have Kas, they're going to call you Kaisan. Okay? Mishu Batlan, Ve'atzlan, Yishar Shmoy, Lenetzach Netzachim. And you're going to have Busha from that, Lenetzach Netzachim. And the Oynish in Olam Haba is Busha. And the person going to sit there, that they're going to call him up in Shemaim, Atzlan. We actually just had this in Beitza, Masechtas Beya. There's a Gemara that it quotes a person named Rav Ada Bar Uchmi. Okay, sounds like a nice name, Atana. And it says, Ada Bar Uchmi de Mishabish Vitani. That his name was, he always messed up the brises. Everything he quoted, he messed up. He didn't quote it accurately. It's like my chavrus, as we're learning, we're like, imagine this guy's busha. This person, this Tana's busha. The Olam Void, he's going down history. What's this guy's legacy? Mishabish Vatani. Because he wasn't careful. He didn't put, who might talk about Tanaim? I'm just saying, Mistama Chazal are coming to teach us this type of thing, that the mice of a person goes extra careful to make sure he gets it right. He says it right. He gets every diktuk properly. If not, L'netzach Netzachim, he could be considered Mishabish Vatani. A very geschmacka nickname. So, lakach amru shahainish achi gadol asid lavu hu abusha. But kol zeh shahadam kol zman shahadam boilam hazeh adayin yachol lesak in dracha. But you could fix it in this world. Terem shiye meuchar midai v'yafeshach haskoyim. Ever find it? So, okay. Now the next piece is very interesting piece in terms of the style of what he's about to do. Pasuk yedale. So. Right now, he basically, we read yesterday and today, pretty much you would walk around frightened for the rest of your life now. You can't say anything. It's the Rambam Talmud. You have to learn every second. Otherwise, so people could learn this and they get very, you know, and that's the emes. So it's almost like the last paragraph is a little like apologetic. He kind of now turns it around. And this is where you see a real gadol, where he tries to make it palatable to the people. He tries to make you realize, no, there's something palatable here. There's something that you can relate to. V'yesh lahar, I want to tell you something, Zakhtub Chaim. She iser dvarim b'talim, ena kavana lesser l'daber afilu teva achas. When we talked about dvarim b'talim, it doesn't mean you can't say one word of dvarim b'talim. That's impossible for most people. Everyone's the Gra. The Gra was able, it wouldn't be a godless if that's what you're mechoyev to do everybody. So the Gra was able to do that, but not that's not everyone's darga. What does it mean if you say sichas chulin? It's a lav and essay. Pirush Rashi dainu schoik v'kalus roish. It doesn't just mean a word here and there. It means making fun of something, kalus roish on something, not taking inyanim seriously. V'omer b'shem ha-chazonish, interesting. Shegeder dvarim b'talim, she is, what does it mean a guy is obsessed with dvarim b'talim? She medaber asara dakois, kvar tzarech lius ichbas lei. It means, obviously, a person says something, a line here, a line there. He's schmoozing for a minute or two, a couple minutes. But a person sits down for a kvias of 10 minutes or more of just schmoozing for no reason. That's maybe what we're talking about. But he says you don't have to be walking around on eggshells that like, oh, did I say this? Did I not say it? That's not what we're talking about. You have to realize that's not what we're talking about. Now, 10 minutes saying, it's also pretty high madriga, I'm saying. But you understand, he understands that it's hard. That's what you see. He understands that he doesn't want to be saying things that you cannot relate to. Umatzazi back damas b'sefer b'saron la'goran baron Valkin koisiv benoi sheshamim ma'aviv b'shem agra. So the son of a baron Valkin says that his father used to say over from the goyin, hadash shana umanu chachamim le'echem imem ches dvarim shatar niknes. One of the 48 kinyane yatara is miut sicha. So kap pshat pshat, you mean this be memait sicha. Right? Limit your sicha. So he said, no, one of the kinyanim is fakir, having miyut sicha. You have to have a little bit of sicha that helps you. You're supposed to have miyut sicha. Because if you keep going and you never let out any sicha betela, anything just, you know, relaxing or then tisbalbal daitoi v'alkein b'chedelo uk mikirus. In order to learn well, tzarachu mizman l'sicha kala. You do need to have miyat sicha. Uvavachia b'zediburim asur. It can't be asur diburim. That's obvious. Okay. The Gemara says that they made a takana not even to say gezuntait in the base medrash because it's zarm b'talim. He says that's in the middle of your learning. In the middle while you're learning, you shouldn't even say one word dvarim b'talim. Now you're learning. You don't shouldn't say any dvarim b'talim. But b'derech klal, a person is doing something else and they're involved in dvarim b'talim, that's not what we're talking about. So he's still keeping it on a pretty high level, I'm saying. But I think you see from here a godless and godless that like he understands that he wants people to relate to what he's saying. So he's making it a drop easier to explain, like, don't be nervous about this. It's not purpose of this not to make you nervous. Purpose is this to give a person a musig, a concept of what the godless in this inyan is, okay? Okay, shkoyach.
Shkoyach.